I believed that I was fat, that I had no control, that I was disgusting, that this was my cross to bear, that this was my burden in life. And I lived right up to my own expectations every single time. And I had to learn the hard way that you can't hate yourself to a better place. In any aspect of life, whether it's marriage, finances, career, fitness, weight loss, you cannot hate yourself there. And that's why this theme of judgment is so important, because naturally, that's what we do. I'm not good enough. I'm not lean enough. I'm not small enough. That wasn't a good enough choice. I wasn't disciplined enough. But you know, when I look at the way my career advanced in my last job, it was not perfect. And I didn't beat myself up for that. I kept going. I didn't say I suck at my job because I just came out of a bad meeting. Right? I didn't say when we launched a product and it didn't do well, I shouldn't be in this role. I'm terrible. I'll never be successful. This is just what happens. This is just what I do. I didn't discount the successes that I had at work as soon as I had a bad day or a bad moment. But that's what I did with my health, with my body. And thank God, I realized that having the focus on my body, on the outcome, on the end game, it wasn't going to work. It just wasn't going to work. And I knew, just objectively looking at, okay, what's different about the way I approach these successes versus these? I knew I had to change my mind. There's no question that in paying down $130,000 worth of debt, things came up. Tires blew out. Unexpected home repairs or travel expenses or health expenses. But I didn't say, I can't do it, right? Like, I'm just not cut out for this. It's never gonna happen. It's too far to go. No, I didn't do that. And so I really believe that the fundamental difference in those successes and those struggles was how I approached it. And within that, the fundamental difference was the judgment and the negativity and the self-loathing that came with that. And of all the things in my own personal life that I think mark the biggest change for me, it's this separate attachment of why I take care of myself and what I want. Because for most of my life, it was like, I'm doing this work to get smaller. I'm doing this work to wear smaller jeans. I'm doing this work to see the scale go down. I do this work because it makes me feel my best. And this girl was depressed. She isolated herself. There was no joy in any part of life because everything was overshadowed by feeling not good enough. So I don't eat the way I eat. I don't work the way I work. I don't work out the way I work out for some end result of the tag inside my jeans. I do it because I realize that I'm done feeling like shit. I'm done making choices that make me unhappy. In the moment, I would talk myself into the ice cream, the Hostess cupcakes, the Chick-fil-A, because I worked so hard, because I was so tired, because whatever. But if I got really honest with myself, and this is why we have to stop paying attention to everything around us and stop judging, so that we have the bandwidth to say, how do I feel when I make that choice? How do I feel when I think that thought? That's the driver. Because life happens, right? Those of you that are in my Fat Loss Fast Tracks or who have religiously followed the podcast know that in the last year, life has changed a lot for me in just about every way you could imagine. Like, no stone unturned, although as soon as I say that, like, something, you know, who knows? But The last year has been so challenging, and when I look at what I am thankful for, if this was about weight loss, the tag in my pants, we wouldn't be here today because I'd be that size or bigger. Divorce, moving across the country, unclassified health conditions, some of them are classified, some thyroid challenges, that changed everything. And I remember having a conversation with you, Stephanie, about those challenges that I was having in my life and how 7 months I made no progress at all. And I kept doing what I was doing because here's the thing. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm so frustrated. I'm doing the work. I'm eating clean. I'm working out. Nothing's happening to my body. What's the point? The alternative was, how am I going to feel if I throw it all away now? I don't want to go back to that. Not just physically, emotionally. I physically and emotionally feel better when I take care of myself. The voice in my head that says, what's the point? I have to remind that voice, the point is you feel terrible when you eat terribly. You don't feel good when you don't move your body and challenge your body. My wagon is not hitched to my results. It's just my life. I think we can all agree that there is a euphoria that stems from taking good care of yourself, right? Like, when I eat well, when I move, when I sleep, when I'm working on the thoughts I have about myself and my life, I'm happier. I have more energy. I'm more productive. The space around me is more organized. Life is better. My wagon is not hitched to the outcome because things will happen, whether it is a life-changing situation like a divorce, starting a business or ending a business, changing a job, a health condition, aging, hormonal fluctuations, or a beautiful combination of all of these things, your results will vary. But we don't do anything we do for one reason. So part of what I want everybody to really think about for themselves is, how do I feel when I make these choices? How do I want to feel? When do I feel my best? And how can I recreate that? Because it's so easy. So many of the messages out there are, eat this way, move this way, work this way, act this way, so that you get this result. Okay. But what about what really makes you feel your best? And I don't think there is anybody in here who's like, I am yippee skippy kaye on top of the world when I just eat with abandon, sit on my butt. Like, there are times when for a minute, that's really satisfying. But the after effect, 20 minutes later, 24 hours later, is this emotional burden that's totally unnecessary. And you can avoid it. And it doesn't mean you have to be a purist. You guys know I'm like the anti-purist of the universe. Some of you don't know that, but it's true. I am not here to say, don't enjoy a drink. Don't enjoy ice cream. I will enjoy ice cream on Saturday night. I'm just telling you right now, amount TBD, but I will enjoy ice cream and that's fine. But I don't eat a certain way or not eat a certain way because of the way that it impacts me physically. It is about the emotional payoff I'm looking for, the mental payoff, the energy. Life is so short, and we have this ability to make ourselves feel great or not. And I don't hitch my wagon to the results anymore. Because then it's this roller coaster that is so tiring and it robs you of enjoyment of everyday moments. So when I share my story, I first want you guys to understand that I get the gravity of change. I know how hard it is, and I know how uncomfortable it is to look into yourself and realize that some of the stuff you've been telling yourself is complete and total bullshit and not know where to go from there. I know how scary it can be to hang on to these excuses that have been your default. The close thing you go to when everything goes wrong, you have this, well, we'll start tomorrow, we'll start Monday. It doesn't really matter anyway. It's not easy to let go of those things because they're partly habitual, but they're also very comforting in the moment. So I tell you this to help you really grasp that I get how hard that is. And I still do that internal work that is still very, very hard. But I also tell you this to say, I think it's a big risk for anybody here, no matter what your goal is, whether it's a financial goal, a relationship goal, a business goal, a weight loss goal, a fitness goal, or all of the above. If you hitch your wagon to the results, you can bet on inconsistency. You can bet on frustration. You can bet on self-doubt. And this weekend is all about breaking through some of the ways that we blocked our progress with our own thoughts and our own minds and our own perspectives.